Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Yuma. Tonight we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah here in Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet is going to describe the third of the lotteries that was done each and every day in the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Mishnah Pais HaShlishi, the third lottery in the Beis HaMikdash each day was conducted as follows: Chadashim LaKetores Bo VeHafisu, that the appointed official in the Beis HaMikdash would announce, those who are new to the avoda of a burning the ketorah should come and participate in the lottery. This lottery was only open to kohanim who had never actually done the and offered the ketores on the mizbeach before in their lives, and not to those who already done so. The Torah actually implies that a kohen who burns the ketores is going to be blessed with a tremendous amount of wealth and riches. And as the bartender points out, the chachamim therefore decreed that a kohen who had already performed this avoda may not do it again. Rather, he must make way for someone else, that as many kohanim as possible are given the opportunity to offer the ketores and receive its abundance of bracha as it pertains to potentially becoming wealthy. Now we're going to discuss the fourth lottery, says the Mishnah of HaRevi. The fourth lottery that was conducted each day in the Beis HaMikdash was Chadashim Im Yeshenim. First of all, both those who are new to the avoda, as well as those who are experienced, who have done this avoda before. But since the previous lottery was closed to those who had already performed the avoda, the official in the Beis HaMikdash made it clear that this lottery was open to all, and says the Mishnah Mimala Ivarim Min HaKevesh V'Lamizbeach. This lottery selected the Kohen who brings the limbs of the Korban Tumid up from the ramp and tosses them onto the fire on the Mizbeach. Then, as we learned before, the limbs were first placed on the lower half of the ramp, and a Kohen then carried them to the top of the Mizbeach and threw them onto the fire of the Mizbeach. And the reason for this, as the Bartanura points out, is that more people participate in the avoda, the more people who serve Hashem, the greater is Hashem's glory. As we say, Barova Mahadras Malach, the more people involved, the better that it is. Continuing now with Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is going to teach us that the number of kohanim involved in bringing the Korban Tamid and the various karbanos brought alongside the Korban Tamid varied depending on the situation and depending on the day. It says the Mishnah, Tamid Kariv Betish, generally speaking, the Korban Tamid was sometimes offered by non kohanim, by Asar, sometimes by 10 kohanim, by Echad Asar, sometimes by 11 kohanim. B'shneimas are sometimes by 12 kohanim, lo pachos v'lo yoser, never were there fewer than 9 kohanim, and never were there more than 12 kohanim to bring the Korban Tamid. The Mishnah is going to now explain how this is so. Ketzad, how is this so? Atzma b'tisha, the Korban Tamid itself was going to be offered by 9 kohanim, 6 carried the parts of the animal, 1 carried the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, 1 the mincha, and one the wine, and that was the general basic number of kohanim that was required to offer the Korban Tamid each and every morning. However, it says the Mishnah Bechag on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Biyad Echad Tzloches Shel Mayim, there was one additional kohen who had a pitcher of water in his hand, which he carried to the ramp, and that water would later be poured on the Mizbeach, Hare Kanasara, and this is the situation where we'd have 10 kohanim bringing the Korban Tamid. Bein Harbayim Ba'acharasar, but the afternoon Korban Tamid, the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, was offered on an ordinary day by 11 kohanim, who atzma batisha, the Korban Tamid itself was carried by 9 kohanim, as we discussed previously, ushnaim biyadam shnei gezirei eitzim, plus 2 kohanim who had 2 blocks of wood in their hands. Each kohen carried 1 block to the mizbeach and put it on the pile of firewood in preparation for the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, in preparation for the afternoon Korban Tamid. Uveshabbos be'achorazar, and on Shabbos, the morning Tamid was carried by 11 kohanim, who atzmo betisha. The Korban Tamid itself was carried by 9 kohanim, ushnaim biyadam shnei bzichei levona shalechem apanim, plus 2 kohanim who had the spoons of the levona in their hands, 1 ladle carried by each kohen, which were burnt on the mizbeach. Uveshabbos shebesochachag, and on Shabbos, that also happens to be during the Yontif of Sukkos, besides for the 11 kohanim of an ordinary Shabbos morning, biarecha tzlocha shalmayim, the one of them had the pitcher of water in his hand as required in every day of Sukkos, for a total of 12 kohanim on the morning of Shabbos that happens to fall out on Sukkot. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid delineated for us and described the final two of the lotteries. The third lottery was only for the new Kohanim when it came to the burning of the Ketores, because the Ketores was going to give people a bracha to become rich, and we wanted to give as many Kohanim the opportunity to do that as possible. The fourth lottery was both with the new Kohanim and old Kohanim, and that was the selecting those the Kohen that would bring the limbs of the Karban Tamid up from the ramp, and then would throw them onto the fire on the Mizbeach. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, went through all the different configurations of how many Kohanim were required to bring the Karban Tamid and the various items that would be brought with the Karban Tamid. And we said that generally speaking, either it was offered with 9 Kohanim, 10 Kohanim, 11 Kohanim, or 12 Kohanim, never more, never less, and it is the Mishnah delineated, so we're not going to go through it again now. It depends whether it's on a Sukkot, whether it's on a regular day, whether it's on Shabbos, whether it's on Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot, and so on and so forth. But different amount of Kohanim each day would need to be used to bring the Karban Tamid, depending on the particular occasion. Have a great day.